Mac and Gatos, Arizona's afternoon news. KTAR News. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, make sure you're listening at 5 o'clock. We're going to get more information about the election, the tight race between Martha McSally, the Republican, and Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat, for the Arizona Senate race, Jeff Flake's old seat. That comes out at 5 o'clock. We will make sure to get it to you as soon as we know about it. And the reason why we bring up 5 o'clock is because all day we have been learning about lawsuits, the way Arizona counties vote, the way they don't vote, the way votes are counted. Adrian Fontes had an impromptu or hurriedly scheduled press conference earlier today about 1 o'clock we carried for you live. A lot of moving parts to today.
Yeah, Martha Maurer, KTAR News Director, is going to join us here. All right, let's kick this around, everybody. Let's try and figure out why Arizona Republicans were trying to sue Maricopa County. Is it over mail-in ballots, period, that were mailed in, or is it over mail-in ballots that were dropped off at the polls? I think we got to try and figure out why the GOP was suing at least two Arizona counties over ballots.
Okay.
So they're claiming what? The 14th Amendment, everybody should have the same exact rules
same
and rights.
Same access and same way to vote in the state.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is that the Arizona GOP now is suing Maricopa County as well as Pima County. So you've got the two largest population, Maricopa County, Phoenix, Pima County, Tucson. And what they're saying is nobody else does what you do in this state.
And that's what? Verify the signatures?
After the election. After 7 o'clock on Tuesday, every other county except for you two, so 13 out of 15, stop. They stop everything. Now, Martha, can you explain exactly what that means when I say at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, every other county except for two stops?
It seems to be that those ballots that have some sort of issue with their signatures will simply not be counted.
Or ones that have not been processed yet because the day of, they are so busy with the actual election that they put them aside.
Right.
And if they don't get to them by 7 o'clock, what happens?
They're not counted.
But are they not counted? Are they thrown away?
I've seen some reports that they've been thrown away. And that's something that, you know, we're trying to confirm because we're sort of just learning about this
yes.
now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know that other counties were essentially not looking at these provisional ballots and not calling people to verify their signatures, except for Maricopa and Pima. So that's what has come out in light with this new lawsuit. Now, I can tell you that the provisional ballots, the reason why people might be questioning, well, you know, is why would my ballot even be given a second look? We know that is if you're an early voted and you turned in your ballot with a green envelope, and the state allows the recorder's office to check your signature if it's not matching completely. They'll call you and they'll say, hey, come on in, give us your, you know, make sure that it's the correct one. And so they do this every single year. But if you show up on election day and you do not have your ID or your signature doesn't really match what is on record for you, you know, you are asked to, again, verify that your signature, they call it cure it. They're asking you to verify your signature to
right.
make sure that it works.
Mm-hmm.
But this lawsuit is saying, you know, there's a discrepancy. Some counties are not doing this. Why should Maricopa County wait 5 days after election to continue checking these signatures?
Well, because I voted. I want my vote to count, right?
Let me make this really clear. If you have one of those green envelopes that you're supposed to fill out at home
and mail in.
Okay. And let's say you just didn't mail it in and you were going to walk it into a poll.
Like my wife. My wife did that. She missed the deadline, so she walked it to the polling
Jim
place.
Jim Sharp told us the other day he did that. Martha Maurer, you did it too? Okay. If you walk that in a county other than Pima or Maricopa County, if you walk in your mail-in green envelope ballot on election day, it is not counted.
That's what it sounds like.
It is not counted.
That's what it sounds like.
So if you have your green envelope and you filled it out at home but you didn't mail it in and you walk it to a poll place in any other county other than Pima or Maricopa County, you might as well put it in a shredder.
That's what it's – or even worse – if you mailed it and they did, like you went and you did it like 2 weeks before the election and you got it in the mail, if they haven't gotten to it, well, it's 7 o'clock. We need to shut this down. What about the stack of envelopes?
I don't know if that's the case,
we don't know. I don't want to believe that either.
Well, if you mail it in early, you've done your job.
Right. But again, they have so many thousands of ballots to figure out.
Boy, do we suck at this today. I'll tell you, Arizona is a disaster
when it comes to this.
It's true.
No, it's
true,
not
Mac.
True.
Yes,
it is. No, it is
not. Seven hours a couple years ago, people were waiting in line. We had the August debacle with 60 places.
But that's not about voting. What bothers me even more about this story is that people assume my vote counts,
Mac,
and we have no idea if your ballot is even counted.
That's my point. If 13 counties are throwing your ballot away, we stink at this in Arizona.
Yeah,
that's a disaster.
But we don't know. I mean, that's the thing.
Well,
that's
the information that we have.
We're assuming right now that that's what it is. I just don't want... maybe I'm too Pollyannish here. I just cannot believe somebody in Yavapai County says, what about all these over here? Throw them out.
That's my point.
I would think that would be highly illegal and somebody would have said something.
And how does that not make us
a
laughing stock?
Because we're not Chicago. We don't have dead people voting.
I understand that.
Which is I know you're joking, but seriously, I mean, Arizona cannot figure their stuff
Maricopa
out.
Maricopa County is a very large county. It's one of the largest in the states and one of the fastest growing in the country, I mean.
Right.
And so the other counties may simply not be as big. You know, I know Pima County is a pretty large county, but I pose the question on whether perhaps the election offices in those states do get to a lot of them and not have to throw them out. I mean, this is what... In my mind, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, do they really throw out the hundreds of thousands? Because we're talking about, as of yesterday, 472,000 ballots had not been counted in Maricopa County.
Right.
That's too large of a number compared to the other counties.
Right, right. And that's why probably Maricopa County has this long verification process to get it right. But if I'm up in Coconino County... there's a 50-50 shot that my vote's even counted.
Or zero.
How many?
Zero if you walk it in. It's going to get tossed.
The day of.
Now, of these 472,000 that were left yesterday, we learned today 5,600 are the ones in Maricopa County that are in question. And to give you some perspective, right now we're talking about the race for McSally and Sinema, which is the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Right now in Maricopa County, the difference between the two of them is about 8,000 votes, with Sinema leading. So the ballots in question right now in Maricopa County, 5,600. The difference between the two right now is a difference of 8,000 votes. Just putting it out there as to, you know, could this have something to do with, you know, the parties?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we said earlier, is that it seems like it's bass-ackwards, this lawsuit. The Republicans should be suing the 13 other counties for uncounted votes, if that's true.
Right.
Instead, they're suing or trying to stop the counties that are getting it right. Oh, that's right, because McSally leads at this point. So if you get them to stop the vote count, McSally automatically wins.
And they're,
that's
they're,
horse feathers right there.
Yeah. All right. Goodness. Again, it's just a mess.
And we'll try to find out, because, what was it, Fox News has actually reported that they are thrown out. I just cannot believe this has been happening almost every election in other counties, and no one has said anything or found a bunch of ballots in the trash and not gone, what are these? I just can't believe
it. We are totally inept at running an election in Arizona. It is just amazing. It really is. All right. We're going to talk to Monica Lindstrom at 3:05. She's looked at this lawsuit. She's going to give us her expert opinion, okay? But coming up next, we got another mass shooting, this time in a country music bar in Southern California. We're going to tell you what happened, and do mass shootings represent the biggest threat facing the U.S. today? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.